You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, amen, from the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast. Thank God for what God is doing. Thank God for His Spirit and for His anointing that's destroying every yoke. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is blessing. I'm from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. God is moving by His Spirit. God is moving by His power. Amen. Praise God. And we want to invite you to come on out tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. My brother, Minister Solomon Hayward, will be speaking. And then, amen. Praise God. Friday night, Evangelist Sheila Cochran. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll be speaking. We'll be having ministering and prayer. Amen. I'm telling you, we need to pray like never before, because so many things are happening. And many times, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, when we pray, God work miracles. Amen. And that's what His people need to do. If you want your life to be better, you want God to move in your life, you want God to turn things around for you, you have to have a prayer life. Praise God. Prayer changes things. You got to talk to God. Amen. You got to hear what God is saying. Amen. And tell Him what is on your heart and let Him bless and deliver you. You can be blessed. Amen. Stable people are prayer wise. People that don't cause confusion. Amen. Not mixed up and messed up in their life. They are praying. Amen. You need a prayer life. You need to pray. Pray without ceasing. Amen. And then on Sunday, amen, amen, 11:30, Pastor Joseph, amen, Orange will be there speaking and preaching on the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Come on out. Let God bless you. Come on out. Let God bless your life. Amen. Hallelujah. You need God to move. You need miracles to happen in your life. You need a prayer life. You need God to, amen, talk to you, and you need to talk to God. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him. I want to talk to you from Ezekiel today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Starting where God was telling Ezekiel to prophesy to Gog and Magog. Amen. Many times God will speak to you and tell you to prophesy. And everybody want good news. They're not living right. They're not doing the right thing. But many of them want good news. Amen. Praise God. And because you're not doing right, you can't always get the good news. You got to get whatever God tell you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to learn to listen to God. You got to learn to obey God. And you got to learn to walk in His word and do what His word say. Praise God, hallelujah. And then after God told him, amen, to prophesy what all the evil He was going to do to Gog and Magog, praise God, hallelujah, God visit him, amen, in the temple. Praise God, hallelujah, God will visit you. Praise the Lord, and God visits him, and God began to talk to him. Amen, hallelujah, God gave him a vision. Many of you need a vision. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible say, without a vision, the people perish. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whether you see it from God or whether God gave it to you and you wrote it down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like He did Habakkuk. God will do it for you. I'm going to start. Amen. Ezekiel, the 43rd chapter. And it reads, afterward, He brought me to the gate, even the gate that looked toward the east. And behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east. Praise God. God, always, God, glory always come down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His glory will always come upon you. Amen. When He visits you. And His voice was like a noise of many waters. Oh, He's strong. Praise God. Hallelujah. God speaks to you in many different ways. But many times He come. Amen. Hallelujah. Like the noise of many waters. And the earth shine with His glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. When God appears, you will know He's there. You will know His anointing is there. You will know His power is there. Praise God, hallelujah. All you got to do is recognize it. was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw. Amen. God was seeing it. Amen. Hallelujah. God, amen, was showing Ezekiel his glory, even according to the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city. And the vision were like the vision that I saw by the river Cherith. And I fell on my face. Oh, hallelujah. Ezekiel was telling you I couldn't hardly stand the vision God was showing me. Listen, God is powerful. God is great. His anointing is great. His anointing is powerful. And so Ezekiel fell on his face. Praise God. Hallelujah. When God visits you, something happened. Amen. Something spiritual happened. Something supernatural happened. When the Bible saying the glory of the Lord came unto the house by the way of the gate, whose prospect is toward the east. Praise God. Hallelujah. The glory came. I know many of you have tasted of the glory of God. When his glory comes in, let his glory come into you. Let his glory fill the temple. Amen. Let his glory come into you. And let his glory fall on you. And let the anointing of God comes upon you. When he show you a vision. So the Spirit took me up and brought me to the inner court. Listen, God will pick you up, place you where he wants you, so he can talk to you, so he can show you something. Praise God. All you got to do is say, speak, God. Thy servant heareth thee. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. I want you to know his glory will fill the house. Wherever you are, God appears. God show you a vision. If his glory come in, praise God, it will fill the house. Feel like you got a host there. Feel like people all around you. But it's the power of God. It's the anointing of God. It's the presence of the Lord. I want you to know God's presence is great. God's presence is mighty. Praise God. And I heard him speaking unto me out of the house. And a man stood by me. Praise God. You will hear his glory. You will see his glory. And if somebody is there, hallelujah, you will see them. So why don't you wait on God? And why don't you lean on him so that you can see his appearance, so you can feel his anointing, so you can feel his power. It's time for you to listen to God. Praise God. He that have an ear, Bible say, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Yes, God is talking. I know men are talking. I know people are talking, but God is still talking. He's still revealing himself, and he'll reveal himself to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the seventh verse, and he said unto me, son of man, the place of thy throne and the place of thy sole of thy feet, where I would dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. See, God was telling them, I'm going to be with the children of Israel. I'm going to be with them forever. And if you serve God, that's what God will do for you. He will be with you forever. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you even to the end of the world. So God was telling him, I will be with Israel forever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile. See, God don't want you to defile his name. He wants you to praise his name. He wants you to give him glory. He wants you to honor his name. For the name of Jesus and the name of God is above every name. And the Bible declares, at the name every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. So don't confess, hallelujah, bow his name, but praise his name. Give him the glory, give him the honor. Neither thee nor their kings. Don't let the king defile him. Don't let the president defile him. Don't let the governors defile him. Don't let the priests, hallelujah, defile him. But let us all come together and give God the praise. Let us give him the glory. He said, by them, their whoredoms. Amen. Don't go around doing, hallelujah, walking in sin, walking in iniquity, but serve God with all your heart, and with all your mind, and with all your heart. It's time now for everybody to come to him. It's time now for everybody to serve him. God was getting Israel ready. Hallelujah. But be called out to a people after him, a people that will seek him, a people that will honor him, and he could put his name wherever they were, and wherever they were, he could glorify. They could glorify his name. It's time now to glorify name. It's time now to give him honor. Bible said, praise him. Let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord. You got breath today. You got, hallelujah, mouth. And you can open your mouth and begin to praise him. It's time to hear God. It's time to listen to God. It's time to give him glory. He want a people that's seeking after him. He want a people that's crying out to him. You need a prayer life. Why don't you start praying like never before? People that are praying have no time to cause confusion, but those that are not praying always causing confusion. The devil is always getting them little things that he want them to stir up trouble and stir up problems. But if you a prayer warrior, you are watchful. If you a prayer warrior, God can give you insight. God can give you visions. Many of you not listening to God, but I want you now to say, God, not my will, but your will be done. I'm going to do what you say. I'm going to get my life in order, and I'm going to start praying. Ezekiel was a praying man. Ezekiel was a man that sought God. Ezekiel was a great prophet that would prophesy what thus say the Lord. He wasn't a false prophet, but he was a prophet that was direct. He was a prophet that heard from God and speak the word of God. God need men and women that will not back down. God need men and women that will not take down. God need men and women that's not going to live in sin. Hallelujah. And speak what, hallelujah, what God say. It's time now to let God have his way. It's time now to forsake your ways and forsake your thought and come to God. You need a prayer life. You need to pray. Prayer is the key, and faith will unlock any door. But many of you out there, you won't have no fear for God. You're running after the world and the things of the world. You're running after money, all tied up with money. Praise God, money is your heart. Instead of coming to church, you run to work. But God is watching you. You better get up from there and seek God. You better put him first. Hallelujah, put him first. Seek the Lord with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your might. You love that job, but if you put it in front of God, you're making it a God, and God will move it out of your way. You love that house, but if you stay in that house and won't come to church and won't serve God, God will take that house away from you. You better get your priorities right and serve God, because God is true. And he said, love not the world, neither the things of the world. Hallelujah. He said, the first commandment is what you need to do. Love the Lord thy God and with all your heart and with all your might. But many of you, you love other things and you expect things to work out for you. I'm going to tell you today, you got the wrong things in perspective. You need to put God first. You need to seek God first. You need to, hallelujah, serve God first. Get your house in order. Many of your houses out of order, and God can't move for you because you're out of order. And you're seeking, hallelujah, the things you want. You have a hard head, and you're not willing to listen. But I want to tell you, heaven is real. God is real. Hell is real. And hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. But if you don't listen, you're going to die and go to hell, and your soul's going to be lost. But it's time now to hear God. It's time now to seek his word. You need to get in the word and read the word and line your life up with the word of God. I know many of you, you get mad when a real prophet is around. You get mad when a real woman of God or a real man of God see you, because you know they're going to call your sins out. You know that they see what you're doing. God is showing them, hallelujah, but God is giving them wisdom. And God has given them a time when they got to speak. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we are called to expose the devil. We are called to expose the enemy. Hallelujah. We know who we are. We see him when he comes. Glory to God. And God has given us power over all the powers of the enemy. Praise God. He has given us power to tread on serpents and upon scorpions. And if we drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt us. You can't harm a praying woman. You can't harm a praying man. Yes, they have tried to kick you out of the city. Yes, they tried to kick you out of the church. But unless God allow it, it won't happen. They could not put Ezekiel out. They could not stop Ezekiel because he was one called by God. Who called you today? Many are called, but few are chosen. Who chose you? If you are chosen by God, you better do what God tell you. You better say what God say. Cry loud and spare not, but lift up your voice like a trumpet. Don't be afraid of their faces. I know you hear them talking. I know you see them. Many of them get mad. Oh, but I tell you, we are serving a God. Hallelujah. That's stronger than the devil. He's strong and powerful, more powerful than any two-edged sword. Oh, glory to God. His word is settling heaven, and whatever he say, he's gonna do it. And when he speak it, it will come to pass. God gave Ezekiel a vision, and he's gonna give you a vision, because God is angry about sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God has eternal life for you today. And why die when you can live? Why die and your soul be lost? If you do it, it'll be nobody's fault but yours. For God is sending the word throughout the land. God is sending the word throughout the nation. Open your ears and hear what God is saying, because God want to deliver you. He want to set you free. He want to bring you out. He's giving you a chance, and he's giving you an opportunity. Why don't you come to him? Why don't you turn away from your wicked ways? God does not want to destroy you in your sin. He does not want to destroy you like you are. He's giving you a chance. Why don't you repent? You need to repent from your sins and turn your life over to him. His glory will fill your house. His glory will fill your heart. His glory will fill the temple. Why don't you let God do it? He wants to do it for you. I want to pray for you today. You that are not saved, God want to save you. And he want to set you free. He want to deliver you. But you got to say, Father, come into my life. Father, come into my heart. Change me now. I believe that you are the Son of God, and you died for my sins and rose that I may have life. Forgive me of my sins. Blot out my transgression and set me free now. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died and rose again. And I accept you into my life. Satan, I denounce you. Denounce Satan. I no longer live for you. I no longer walk for you. I'm on God's side now. And you begin to praise him. You begin to lift him up. You begin to bless him. And you begin to glorify him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Start reading your word and start praying every day. Hallelujah. You need a prayer life. You need to read the word. Praise God. Many of you stay out of the word. Hallelujah. But you need to read the word. Many of you refuse to pray. Hallelujah. You got so many things that keeping you busy that you won't pray. But you need to fall on your knees and start praying and start seeking God and start calling on the name of the Lord, because he's here to help you. Help is on the way for you. Help is on the way for your life. Those of you today that's sick in your body, lay your hands on your body and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that you are a healer. And I know you said, by your stripes, I am healed. And I believe today that I am healed. You got to talk to Satan and say, Satan, take your hands off of my body. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and I have given it to God, and you no longer will attack my body with your sickness. You say, devil, take your sickness and go and carry it back to the pits of hell where you belong. I am healed right now by his stripes. I am healed. And get up from there and begin to praise God. Get up from there and begin to thank God and let God have his way in your life. Get up from there. And come on and meet us tonight at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Get that tonight. There's a word for you. Minister Solomon, my brother, is going to be preaching. And then come on, hallelujah, we're going to be in prayer, praying. And then after that, on Friday night, come on back. God is going to move. He has a word for you. Evangelist Sheila Cochran is going to be there preaching. Not her, I'll be preaching. But somebody's going to take over that service. And then we're going in prayer. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. You got to pray so God can help you. You got to pray so your house can be better, so your children can be better, so your finance can be better, so your life can be better. You need a prayer life. You need God to move for you. And then come on out Sunday, 11:30. Praise God. Amen. Pastor Joseph Orange will be preaching. Meet us. Hallelujah. You want God to move. You want God to work miracles. And then, hallelujah, on next week, Tuesday, I'll be with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. At the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple in Titusville. Meet us there on Tuesday night. God's going to move greatly. God's going to move for you. God's going to move in your behalf. And you need to make it at these services, because when you make it there, life is going to be better. Things are going to be better for you. Praise God. One chase 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight. And the devil got to flee when Jesus come. God has given us power to make the devil flee. So you better come on and get your blessing. You better come on and get your miracle. Today is the day of salvation for you. Today is the day of deliverance for you. But you gotta rise up and come. Hallelujah. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Some of you need rest. You've been trying to figure it out. Hallelujah, the enemy's been attacking you. You've been all stressed out. Why should you be stressed out when God can bless you, when God can deliver you? Why should you be stressed out when God can help you? He can help you in every situation. He can turn it around. I know he will. He'll turn it around and around and around just for you. He loves you today. The Bible declared God so loved you that he sent his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. God is giving you everlasting life. So now is the time to turn to him. Now is the time to hear him. Now is the time to hear his voice. He's calling you. Come. Calling you by name. He knows your name. He knows where you live. He sees your heart. And he wants to deliver you. He sees your heart. And he want to set you free. But it's up to you now. Oh, glory to God. It's up to you now to come to you. Come to him. Praise God. It's up to you to turn your heart to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love you today. And thank you for tuning in. You didn't have to tune in. But thank you for tuning in into the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast. You're going to be blessed. You're going to get a miracle. You're going to be healed. And you're going to be delivered. God bless you. I love you. And I'll see you again this time next week. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.